From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has raided the office of President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, in New York City. Agents seized documents, including those related to Trump's alleged affair with an adult film star, according to the New York Times newspaper. President Trump called the raid, quote, a disgraceful situation, an attack on our country, and a whole new level of unfairness. The Times reported the agent seized communications between Cohen and Trump. Mr. Trump on Monday condemned what he called the heinous alleged chemical weapons attack on a rebel-controlled area in Syria. He said he would decide soon how the U.S. would respond.
We are studying that situation extremely closely. We are meeting with our military and everybody else, and we'll be making some major decisions over the next 24 to 48 hours.
The United Nations Security Council met Monday to talk about the alleged attack. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, told the council that both Russia and Iran could stop the Syrian government's, quote, murderous destruction. She said Russia's hands are covered in the blood of Syrian children. South Korean prosecutors have indicted former President Lee Myung-bak on charges that include bribery and embezzlement. He's accused of accepting $10 million in bribes from South Korea's spy agency and from the large electronics company Samsung. Prosecutors also say Lee embezzled $33 million from a private company he owned. He's a conservative businessman who governed from 2008 to 2013 and is now the fourth living South Korean leader to be entangled in corruption allegations. This is VOA News. President Trump said the U.S. economy will be much stronger after his administration renegotiates trade agreements with China.
When we do a deal with China, which probably we will, if we don't, they'll have to pay pretty high taxes to do business with our country. That's a possibility. But
the president spoke on Monday at the White House. He said that he was surrounded by cabinet officials. He said the trade deal between the U.S. and China includes the most lopsided set of trade rules and regulations that anybody has ever seen. But he blamed previous American presidents, representatives, and negotiators for the current trade situation, not China. About 40,000 Africans are facing an uncertain future as Israel resumes efforts to deport them. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Most of the migrants arrived in Israel from war-torn Eritrea and Sudan during the past decade. Teklit Mikhael, a 29-year-old asylum seeker from Eritrea, says he does not know where he can work legally, he does not have a permanent place to live, and he fears being deported or thrown in jail. Some Israelis blame the migrants for rising crime and poverty in South Tel Aviv and accuse them of threatening the Jewish character of the state. So the government is trying to revive a plan to send them to a third country in Africa after Uganda backed out of a deal to take them in because it could not guarantee their safety. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The western state of Arizona is sending 225 members of the National Guard to its U.S. border with Mexico. Governor Doug Ducey said more troops would be deployed on Tuesday. On Monday, he told reporters, border security is a top concern here. Texas sent 250 guard troops to the border on Friday. Facebook has begun notifying 87 million of its users that their personal data was harvested without their knowledge by Cambridge Analytica, a British voter profiling company that Donald Trump's campaign hired to target likely supporters in 2016. On the public broadcasting system, Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg apologized for the security breach.
Well, we made big mistakes, and we know that.
The Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will testify publicly Tuesday and Wednesday before two congressional committees. He met privately with lawmakers in Washington on Monday. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.